弟兄姊妹，我今天要交通一个相当基本的一个事情。
Brothers and sisters, today I want to share about something that's very basic and fundamental.
就是你重生得救了吗？
Have you been born again?
对，这样可以。就是你重生了吗？
Have you been born again?
你可能会觉得，哎呀，这个是传福音吗？今天是今天传福音。
Maybe you think, oh, is this a gospel meeting today?
我等一下会解释一下。
But I will explain later.
我们先看一下那个两处的圣经。
Let's turn to two passages.
约翰福音第三章。
John 3.
约翰福音第三章三到五节。
3-5.
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”尼哥底母说：“人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？”耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。”
Jesus answered and said unto him.Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
所以在主的这个拯救里面有一个重点叫做重生。
So in God's salvation, there is a very important thing called being born again.
主耶稣在这边讲的非常的清楚跟绝对。
The Lord here said it very clearly and very absolutely.
如果不重生的话，连那个神的国都神的国是进不去的。
If you're not born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
然后甚至根本就连看见都见不到。
And even then, you cannot even see the kingdom.
但如果从我们中国人讲的话，就是连门都没有。门都看不见。
The way the Chinese express it is, you cannot see the door at all.
然后我们再看一下这个彼得前书。
Then let's turn to
第一章。
First Peter 1.
彼得前书第一章二十三节。
1 Peter 1:23
到二十五节。
1 Peter 1:23-25. 23-25。
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。因为凡有血气的，尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花。草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有主的道是永存的。所传给你们的福音就是这道。
Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which lives and abides forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is as the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you.
所以这边彼得把重生跟这个活的种子连在一起。
So here Peter relates being born again to seed grass.
所以只要我们是信主重生呢，就等于是我们里面有一个。活的是不能朽坏的一个生命的种子到了我们的身上。
If you are born again, there is an incorruptible seed that is placed inside you.
好，在这些年来呢，当我们接触福音朋友接触出信的包含我们在座的弟兄姊妹。
In these few years, when we encounter gospel friends or new believers or all the brothers and sisters here,
只要有人说他愿意相信主，
if someone said they are willing to believe in the Lord,
然后这个人是否重生这个问题呢，马上就来到我的心中了。
Then this question about whether this person is born again comes to me.
或是说一个他已经嘴里承认信主的人。
Or if a person has confessed the Lord by his mouth.
也许一开始或是说经过了一段时间总觉得 something missing, 就是总觉得他身上好像缺了什么东西。
And even if they have that, through a certain period of time, it seems that something is still missing in this person.
那这个重生的问题呢，又马上就到我的这个心里面。
Then again, this question about whether this person is born again surfaced again to me.
所以其实在接触到不同的人或是弟兄姊妹当中，这个问题在这些年来会常常的萦绕在我的心里面。
So in my encounter with people, with brothers and sisters, this question is always inside of me.
那个在不久之前呢，我跟安主那个交通的时候，他提到一件事情。
Not too long ago, when I was fellowshipping with Andrew, he mentioned this.
他说他就简单跟我提了一下，他说他看到他又回去看了一下尼弟兄有一篇那个标题叫做你得救了吗？
He went back to read an article by Brother Nee, and the title is Have You Been Saved?
对，然后里面有六个点呢，是讲到人重生的一个主观的表现。
And there were six points that had the subjective reaction of a person who has been born again.
对，所以我回去就去把它找出来看了一次。
And so I went back home and looked up that article and read it again.
我觉得这是很有一个价值，我们可以重新去温习，来去看一个重生的一个人的表现。
I think this is very valuable to go back to see, you know, how does a born again person, you know, look like.
我先把这个六个点呢，先把它提出来。
So I want to mention this six points.
然后之后我会到后面会讲到。
And then I'll mention it later on.
第一个。一个重生的人呢，他会经历罪蒙赦免的平安。
A person who is born again will experience the peace that comes with the sin being forgiven.
然后第二个呢，他会开始感觉神是他的父亲，然后会要跟他有亲近的交通。
He will also start to sense that God is his father and want to have a close relationship with the father.
然后第三个呢，是他会开始爱慕主的真理，就是爱慕主的话。
And he will love the truth, which is the word of God.
然后第四个呢，他会开始感觉里面不喜欢犯罪，然后在这个跟犯罪当中会开始有一些的挣扎。
And the fourth is he will start to not want to sin and have struggle with sin.
然后第五个呢，他会希望人也来相信主耶稣，然后也开始愿意讲他的见证。
And the fifth is he would want others to believe in the Lord Jesus and would want to tell others his testimony.
然后第六个呢，他会感觉弟兄姊妹是跟他是一家人。
And the sixth is he will feel that brothers and sisters are of one family with himself.
好，所以我今天讲这些呢，有几个目的。
So when I speak of this today, there's different purposes here.
如果以后我们碰到愿意要信主的福音朋友。
If we encounter gospel friends who are willing to believe in the Lord Jesus,
那我们大概有一些的 guidelines, 一些知道说一些的点呢，我们愿意帮助他们被引导到有一个重生的确定。
We have certain guidelines and points where we want to help them to get to the point where they have this assurance of being born again.
那对于初信的弟兄姊妹
，with regards to new believers.
我们对这些的方面呢，开始有个认识呢，这些是我们信主之后应该要有的基本的经历。
We should realize that these are the basic experiences that we will have after we believe in the Lord.
然后对于我们在座的每一个人的自己。
And then for each of us here.
讲的这些点呢，可以评估一下我们今天我这个人的属灵的光景。
This point can also give us a gauge of our spiritual condition today.
因为呢， 的的确确有一个情况，就是有的人聚会了一阵子。
It is quite true that somebody could be in a meeting for a while already.
然后也受了浸。
And have been baptized.
但恐怕并没有真正的重生。
But we fear that they have not been really born again.
所以我希望这些的点能够在我们的心里面能够好像刺激一下。
So may this point really challenge us.
然后如果是我们当中应该已经重生得救的人。
Now for us here, for those who have been born again.
你却发现这些的基本的经历在我的身上是非常的淡薄，非常的欠缺的话。
If you find out that all these 6 points are very light and very lacking in your own life.
对，恐怕我们的属灵光景是有问题的，纵然是重生，但是我们的情况是有问题的。
Then maybe even though you are born again, there is some problem with your spiritual condition.
对，当然最近我在周六的福音组有提到这六个点了。
I mentioned this.
不，讲错了。在周六，在我们的这个信主的这一组有提到这六个点。
I mentioned in the Saturday group of believers these 6 points already.
然后我发现我把一些应该已经重生的人把它搞得不太确定。
Maybe I confused those who have been born again and make them not sure of themselves.
对，所以我觉得效果挺好的。
I think the result is pretty good.
不过大家知道我的意思啊，就是让我们重新再回到主的面前来审查我们在主面前的光景。
But you know my purpose, it is for us to go back to the Lord and let Him examine our condition before Himself.
为什么尼弟兄会写这些的，会讲这方面的信息？
Why would Brother Ni have a message in this context?
在大概就比较早年的时候呢，在传福音方面有一个蛮重大的问题。
In the early years, with regards to preaching the gospel, there's this problem.
就是得救的这个真理呢，普遍是不清楚的。
Because the truth about salvation is not clear among Christians.
就大家完全连不上说，我信主跟重生得救，他们是连不起来的。
They cannot connect believing in the Lord and being born again.
那甚至一些传道人呢，他们自己也不太清楚。
Even some servant of the Lord themselves are not clear about this.
所以我借着尼弟兄举的几个例子哈。
And so through this example given by Brother Ni.
有一次他去传福音传了五六天。
Where he preached the gospel for maybe 5-6 days.
哇，在场有大概至少600多人。
And there were about 600 people there in the meeting.
然后他就问大家说，相信主耶稣的人举手。
And then he said, all those who believe in the Lord Jesus, please raise your hand.
哇，几百人都举起来了。
So there were hundreds who raised their hand.
非常好。
Which is very good.
然后他就问下一个问题说，你确定自己得救的人举手。
And then he said, those who have assurance of their salvation, please raise your hand.
三个人。
Then only three raised their hand.
然后有一次呢，他遇见一个妇女。
One time he met a woman.
他的祖父母呢，他的爸爸妈妈都是信耶稣的。
The grandparents and the parents of this woman are believers.
然后他自己也相信。
And the woman herself also is a believer.
然后跟他谈论的时候，他马上可以把那个旧约的十诫呢，把它背诵出来。
And in their conversation, the woman was able to recite the Ten Commandments.
你看这个妇女就是觉得少了什么东西。
But then he says there's something lacking in this woman.
所以就问一个问题。
And so he asked a question.
如果你今天就离开这个世界，你觉得你有没有？你觉得你是有没有得救的把握
？If you leave this world today, do you have the assurance of salvation?
OK, 你今天就过去了，你确定你得救了吗
？Let's say you die today.Are you sure you're saved?
然后那个妇女是这样回答。
And the woman replied like so.
她说我其实我是信了，但是我不是很确定我有没有得救。
she said that I believe, but I'm not sure if I'm saved or not.
那其实我觉得呢，我在这个地上呢，就尽力好好的服侍主，然后刻苦，然后做好事。
She said that I just will do my best to serve the Lord, to face difficulty.
And then do good works.
And that day when I meet the Lord, if the Lord is merciful, then I might go to heaven.
所以你就感觉他是相信了，但是他盼望得救。
So we can see that she believed, but she hoped to be saved.
然后有一次碰到一个知识青年。
And then another time he met a young person.
然后问他类似的问题。
And asked the same question.
然后他问说：“你得救？你觉得你得救了吗？”
Said, "Are you saved?"
他就突然他有个反应说：“我今天我尽我所能的好好好好行善，好好这个在这个主的事情上面多做一些。”
And the young person said, "Oh, I'll do my best to do good work, to do the things of the Lord."
但是如果我今天说我确定我得救的话，那我太骄傲了，我太夸口了，我怎么敢这样说？
But to say that I'm saved, that's being very proud. How can I say that?
当年哈有这方面的问题。
At that time, there's this type of problem prevailing.
然后我就发现我们弟兄花了很多的力气来解决这个问题。
And so our brother put a lot of effort to solve this problem.
但今天我们应该没有这个问题。
Today, we should not have this problem.
我们应该很清楚知道说，只要我一心里相信接受主呢，然后我就成了一个重生得救的人了。
Today we should know that as long as I truly believe and accept the Lord, then I'm born again and I'm saved.
不是靠信心，不是靠着行为。
It is through faith and not through work.
我也没有办法有任何的夸口，因为这是主的恩典。
And there's nothing that I can boast because this is purely the grace of God.
所以今天好，我们应该没有这个问题了。
Today we should not have this problem.
只要一信主呢，就有应该是有一个，就不是，只要一信主呢，照着主的应许，我们就是得救的人了。
Long as we believe according to the promise of the Lord, we are saved.
但是我们有一个下一个问题。
But there is a next problem.
以前当年也有。
And that time they also have this issue.
然后我们今天。就是有这样一个情况。
And today we have this condition still.
啊，有人就说，嘴巴说我愿意相信了。
Some people say I'm willing to believe.
我觉得听起来挺好的，好像没什么太大问题，我愿意相信了。
I think everything is fine. I'm not willing to believe. There's no problem.
那下个问题就是说，这样的人他到底是不是重生得救了呢？
Now the question is.Such a person, is he born again?
我们就发现有的人是头脑相信。
We discovered that some of the people like so are actually believing intellectually.
就是头脑上面整个这个讲这个福音的讲论呢，它是通得过的。
So in their mind, they can accept this.The presentation of the gospel.
然后你跟他谈的时候，好像他也不跟你反驳，也听起来也不觉得有抵触的感觉。
When you talk to them, they would not counter you. They seem to have no resistance.
但是好像对于整个这个福音的认识呢，跟接受是停留在他的头脑里面。
But with regard to the accepting and knowing of the gospel, it just stays just in the mind, in the intellect.
有的人是情感的冲动。
Well, some are just out of emotion too.
对，哪一次？但我觉得唱诗歌蒙感动是好的，但是有时候有人只是一个情绪的上的一个感动。
It is true that we want to be touched by hymns and songs, but for some people, it just stay on a feeling, emotional level.
对，或者安竹弟兄带我买菜买了两年，啊，这不好意思，我要信主。
Or maybe, oh, Andrew took me to grocery shopping for 2 years. In exchange for that, I have to believe in the Lord.
是一个人情上的一个还债。
It is kind of like an exchange because somebody is nice to me.
还有一些人是家庭背景已经是在基督徒家庭里面长大的。
Or some people because they grew up in a Christian home.
然后从小就接触又读圣经又上主日学。
And they're exposed to this and they go to church, they go to Sunday school and they do all the Christian things.
对，很多问题其实没有去想过。
Actually, they have never think through many of the problems.
那就感觉很自然，我就是我是信，我是信的。
And so they kind of assume naturally I am a believer.
所以有各式各样的情况。
So there are different situations here.
有的时候总感觉一个人愿意信主，但是似乎还没有真实的在深处碰见主。
So it seems that though they have the willingness to believe, inside of them they have not met the Lord at all.
所以我其实也是一直在学习怎么样去判断，然后也能够帮助人，能够真的能够进到确定的重生。
And so I'm still learning on how to discern and to help one really get to the point of being born again.
一个人的信主得救哈。根本上你要从他的生命上来判断，生命的角度来判断。
So the discernment has to be on the life to really tell whether a person really is of the Lord.
对，你不能够只完全看这个表面的现象。
You cannot just look at things on the surface.
为什么呢？因为重生嘛，重生就是 born again， 就是有一个新的生命进来了。
Why? Because born again involves a new life coming in.
所以最根本的一个判断呢，你要从这个人有没有一个生命来做判断。
So the foundational thing is to see if this person has that life.
这个生命至少对我来讲有两个重要的方面。
There are two important aspects with regard to this life.
就是说，如果一个人是有这个生命的话呢，他是会成长跟变化的。
If the person has this life will grow and change.
就像这个彼得他讲说，这是一个生命的种子。
Because like what Peter said, this is an incorruptible seed.
对，照理讲，这个种子这个生命下去的时候呢，它会扩大，它会成长，它会有一个情况的改变。
Because when this seed is planted, it will grow.It will change. It will mature.
当然我们主的这个整个目的呢，就希望这个改变到一个地步，最后呢是结满了许多的果子。
And then, of course, what the Lord wants is that this will grow and then bear much fruit.
所以今天如果我讲到这个六所谓六个点呢，它是有点像生命的那个种子。
So this six points is like the.Life of that seed.
然后他会继，只要我们继续有这样这些的经历呢，这些方面呢，会继续在我们身上扩大，会更深，会更丰满。
And as long as we continue and experience this, it will grow in our life. It will grow in fullness.
来举个例子，像其实孙弟兄这次在夏令会讲的内容，其实也是很基本的。
Now this time, brother son.In our summer conference, talk about something very basic.
对，但当我回家再重新复习默想的时候
，But when I went home and meditate and review it,
然后我就有一个比较深的感觉。我说这些基本的东西会慢慢的扩大，变成更美好、更丰满的经历。
It is so true that these things that are so basic will grow and will grow into fullness.
对，比如说我们弟兄讲到一个刚刚信主的，就是讲到说一个很基本的经历，就是我们可以经历主的神的同在。
For example, even a new believer can experience the presence of the Lord.
对，我想我们印象都很深刻。他去一个地方要讲到，那主如果要他改题目不同在的话，他不能去。好，我讲不清楚没关系。
So he gave that example where he went to a place to give a message, and the Lord wanting to change the topic andIf the Lord is not with him, he cannot do this.
也就是说我们一信主之后呢，你会有一个经历，就是神与你同在。
So this experience after you believe is like the Lord is with you.
然后当你继续的操练 与神同在的时候
As you practice his presence continually
那越操练越操练时日一直 一久了之后呢你发现你就变成 与主同住了
And as you continuously practice this then you abide with the Lord
对有时候同在可能是来到聚会当中经历了一下
Maybe in the past, his presence you sense or felt it when you come to a meeting.
对，有时候可能在家里面祷告了一下的时候，你觉得主好像跟你在一起。
Or only when you're praying at home, you felt, oh, the Lord is with me.
但你让这个生命的这个经历呢，像种子一样，开始在你上面越来越多，越来越持续。
But this experience of life, which started like a seed.If you continue and practice it and let it grow and to fullness,
你会发现我们就在慢慢操练，是去就是所谓的住在主里面，这个不是一个容易学的功课。
Then we're actually exercising abiding in the Lord, and this is a lesson that's not easy to learn.
但你可以从最简单基本的经历呢，慢慢扩大成为一个深刻的经历。
But you can begin with the most basic experience and let it grow and into fullness.
对，除了生命会成长与变化之外呢，其实生命会有一些外在的表现。
Now, life can grow and enlarge, but life also will have physical manifestation.
所以我这个六个点呢，有一些的部分其实是讲到一个基督徒。有生命之后一些主观的经历也带出一些外在的表现
So not only this 6 points speak of subjective experiences but it also talk about actual working out that people can see
那比如说一个人一信主之后愿意开始跟人做见证这是一个外在的表现
So for example a person after believing would want to give testimony this one you can see
但是呢在这个判断上面，你不能够完全只看表面。
And yet, in discerning, you cannot just focus on the outward.
这些情形呢，我们仍然要回到生命的角度来看。
We still have to go back to the perspective of life to look at it.
比如说，我们都同样都来聚会。
For example, we all come to meetings.
对，有的人可能重生了，有的人可能没有重生，但是都来聚会。
So maybe some are born again, some are not, but all come to a meeting.
那有的人可能开始做一些比较好的事情。
And maybe some do some
行善的行为。
Some good things, good work.
那有可能是因为他觉得哦，我今天变成已经成为基督徒了，所以我要做好一点。
So maybe the thinking is, oh, today I'm already a Christian, so I better be doing good.Works.
但这些的表现不一定是从他里面生命的改变所发表出来的。
But this good works is not a result of the life.
所以会有外在的表现，但是我们要注意到不一定外面就一定证明这个人是重生的。
While it is true there are outward manifestations, but those things alone does not prove that the person is born again.
比如说有一只狗呢，它可以学喵叫。
For example, a dog can be trained to make the sound of a cat meow.
那你喵喵喵的话，就是你不能，它其实还不是猫。
Just because he makes that sound doesn't mean that.That dog is turned into a cat.
对，但是如果你有一次把那个肉包子丢下去，它就去吃啊，你就知道那是狗。
And one day you throw a meat bun, a dog immediately eat it. You know it's still a dog.
所以我想，我们还是要观察，还是要看我们外在的改变。但是我们要注意到这些东西是从生命的发表才是准确的。
So even though there are outward manifestations, still the important thing is whether these things are out of the inward life.
另外一个我们对我来讲也是不容易的，就是一个人是否重生，跟他是否爱主，这个有时候不太容易分辨。
It's also hard to distinguish a person as if they're born again or as if they already love the Lord.
对，因为当一个人他不爱主， 与主远离的时候呢，他所有的这些表现大概都非常非常的微弱。
Because when a person is far from the Lord, all these points, you know, would be very weak in that person.
在加州哈，听说有一个沙漠。
In California, there's like a desert area.
但这个沙漠不是那么死的那么彻底。
But that area is not totally dead.
那个沙漠呢，在它这个沙子底下呢，有很多这个花跟草的种子。
So underneath the sand, there are seeds of flowers and grass.
所以在那个非常枯干的天气里面不下雨的时候呢，你表面一看，这整个地方是个沙漠，是没有生命的。
So during a very dry season, you only see the desert there.
但是在每逢当雨季来到的时候，就开始下雨。
But when the rainy season comes and the rain comes,
然后在下雨之后呢，你会发现这些已经有生命的成分的种子呢，就开始发芽，这个生长，成为许多的草跟花。
And then you will see after the rain that this seed that has life in there started to grow and bud.
弟兄姊妹，这个是如果没有生命的种子，完全是死的沙漠，这个是没有重生。
If there's no seed of life, if it's just a desert.There can never, no, you can never see life again.
对，但是是沙漠，但是有生命的种子呢，却没有显出来，这是不爱主。
But if there's a desert, but there is seed of life in there, and it's just not showing, that's the condition of not loving the Lord.
对，有时候这两个表面看起来已经有点不太能够分得出来了。
So sometimes outwardly, you cannot distinguish the two.
但是呢，这还是有大的差别的。你重生的人是蒙拯救，这个不会被拿掉的。
But actually, there's a big difference because a person who's born again, is still saved and will never be unsaved.
但是会有一个危险。
And yet, there is a danger there.
当一个人哈、就算他重生，但是他因着对主的情况何等的冷淡，何等的远离。
A person who, in spite of being born again, if they are very cold and far from the Lord,
然后到了一个地步哈，这些基本的生命的经历呢，都几乎是没有了。
It will come to a point where this basic life experience would not even exist in this person.
对，我完全没有任何的负担，想要人信主，完全没有了。
Because you will lose all the burden for others.To be saved.
然后我也不记得我上一次是什么时候蒙赦免有平安，完全不记得了。
And cannot even recall when was the last time I was forgiven and had that peace.
你到了这个情况啊，你有一个危险，我自己连我自己到底重生了没有，我都不敢确定了。
And then it will get to a point if you're in this condition, you will even.Not be able to be sure that whether you are born again or not.
对我们周遭的人看的时候，就有点雾里看花。就你以前不是得救的吗？怎么现在像一个根本没有得救的人一样呢
？And then for others, they will say, "Well, you were saved, but how come you don't act like one anymore?"
所以弟兄姊妹，这是为什么我们一定要认识主，要爱主
？And that's why we really have to know the Lord. Why we have to love the Lord.
从这个积极面来看，叫我们的生命一直的成长，经历主的丰盛。
From the positive side, it is for our life to grow and experience the fullness of the Lord.
从消极面来看，我们不要落到一个危险的地步。我连自己到底得救重生没，我自己都搞不清楚了。
And from the negative side, it's so that we will not fall into a situation where we are not even sure whether we're saved or not.
好，我想就是我现在开始稍微。提这些六个方面。
So I'll begin to go into the six points.
其实哈，我们每一个人信主之后呢，这个各个方面可能程度会有不同的。
So after we believe, all these six points, maybe the intensity and the degree will vary from one point to another.
对，比如说我信主的时候，我。承认我是个罪人，这是肯定的。
So for example, when I believe, I of course accepted that I am a sinner.
而且我是真的从深处知道我是个罪人的。
And I really know that from the depth of my heart that I am a sinner.
但我也的确承认在我刚信主的时候我对罪的那个感觉相对来讲并不是那么的强烈。
But I also know that at that time, my sense of the sinfulness is not as strong at that time.
所以各个方面会有一些的不同的。
So there's some degree differences there.
所以我愿意弟兄姊妹啊，我们在座每一个人，我们要从一个很真实向主敞开的情况来审查我们的光景。
So we need to be very open before the Lord to examine our condition.
我是否常有这方面的经历呢？
Do I often have this kind of experience?
还是说从我信主的记忆以来呢，我几乎没有觉得我有经历这方面的这个情况。
Or from my recollection, from the time of my being or believing up till now, I never have this experience.
对，我后来提了这些之后，有弟兄姊妹问我一个问题。
After I have mentioned this, brothers and sisters have come to me and asked me this question.
因为我的意思是说，我们不要把这个当做一个很标准的一个 checklist, 好像一个检查的项目。
We are not really treating this as a checklist.
Okay, 就是谁好，嘉怡，你这个你第一点有，第三点有 ，Okay, 这个没有，这个有。
We're not using this and say, oh, 嘉怡 you have 1, 3 and so on.
50%重生啊，这没有办法。
Because of you, these 3 points, maybe you're 50% born again.
基本上不是这样子看。
This is not what we're doing.
但是他问了一个问题，很好。
But the question given to me was very good.
他说如果有一个人他六个点真的都有。
Let's say a person has all 6 points.
那他重生了吗？
Is that person born again?
对，因为我刚刚才讲完不要用 checklist, 所以我第一个回答是说先不要这样子看。
So, then of course, because of my previous answer, I said, we're not going to look at it this way first.
但是我很快想了一下。
But then I thought again,
如果有一个人哈，他这六个方面都非常清楚的有真实的经历。
If a person has true experience in all 6 points,
我几乎可以肯定这个人肯定重生得救。
Then I can be sure that this person is born again.
因为他有这个各个方面真的生命的那个主观的经历，他有了。
Because he has real subjective experience of life on this area.
几乎不，除非他骗得太厉害，但是真的不可能是没有生命的人了。
Well, unless he's such a good deceiver, if he really has this, it's not possible he does not have the life.
所以我想我们的确可以从这个角度来看这个六个点。
So we can really take this perspective when we look at these 6 points.
第一个好是罪蒙赦免的平安，这其实我上次有讲过。
I've mentioned the first point that you have the peace of being forgiven.
路加福音第七章。
In Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章48-50节。
48-50.
路加福音第七章48-50节。
Luke 7:48-50.
于是对那女人说：“你的罪赦免了。”同席的人心里说：“这是什么人，竟赦免人的罪呢？”耶稣对那女人说：“你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。”
And he said unto her, "Thy sins are forgiven." And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves.Who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace.
虽然我在刚信主的时候，好像对罪的这个情况相对来讲感受不是那么深。
Even though when I first believed, my sense of sin is not as deep.
但是我心中深深也感谢主，深深也知道说。我这个罪人已经完全蒙主赦免了。
But I am very thankful to the Lord that I have been forgiven.
所以我非常希望，我非常盼望， 弟兄姊妹，我们需要经历在主里面的那个真平安。
So I really want brothers and sisters to experience the real peace of the Lord.
所以我上次才讲到一种情况叫做假平安。
That's why I mentioned last time, what's a fake peace.
所以弟兄姊妹，你今天你现在在主面前敞开诚实。
So today you're open and honest before the Lord.
我问一个问题。
And I ask a question.
请问你到底有没有经历过你的罪蒙主赦免，然后带进你心里面那个深处的平安？
Have you experienced that your sins are forgiven, and because of that, it brings you inner peace?
当我在问这个问题的时候，就是我试过问过弟兄姊妹。
I tried asking these questions to brothers and sisters.
我其实心里面没有一些我其实心里面是预期。每一个人都有。
Actually, I'm thinking everybody should have this experience.
啊，但是我得到的一个回答是不止一位哈，他们怎么想，就怎么去回想，都觉得好像没有。
And yet, there are some who, no matter what they think and try to go back in this memory, they cannot have this.Experience. They cannot think of this experience.
对对，这并不是一定表示说这个人没重生哈，就是，但是我希望我们从一个正面的角度，要进入到这些基本的经历。
It does not necessarily mean the person is not born again, but we have to have this basic go back and really have this basic experiences.
所以，如果我们都没有这，如果我们欠缺这方面的经历。
If we lack this aspect of the experience,
第一个有可能就是我里面那个罪的感觉是没有真实的一个罪的感觉的。
Maybe I don't have a real sense of sin.
然后或是说，我们跟主的那个认罪呢，只是一种表面的形式。
Or maybe my confessing of my sin before the Lord is something very superficial.
因为你没有觉得良心里面那个深处呢，对神有一个亏欠。
Because I do not sense that deep lacking in my conscience.
对，我们犯罪了是得罪神啊。
Because if we sin, we are offending God.
所以，假设我们的小孩偷了钱，偷了我的钱。
So let's say my kid.Steal my money.
你不觉得这个做父亲的心会很伤心吗？
Don't you think that as a father, the father's heart would be so grieved?
然后当这个孩子稍微能够体会一下，他是伤了他的父亲的心。
If this child can sense how he hurt the father and grieved the father,
你想想他的心里，他里面怎么可能会有平安呢？
How can that child have peace knowing that?
他里面会觉得亏欠，他会觉得对不起神，他会觉得里面会自责的。
It is just natural that the person will feel sorry and have this condemnation in himself.
但是当他开始经历什么叫做认罪。
And if the person experiences what is real, asking for forgiveness and confession,
然后经历神的这个在主耶稣的宝血底下神的赦免
，and then experience the forgiveness under the blood of the Lord,
然后神的接纳
，and the acceptance of the Lord,
然后人与神的和好
，and the peace between him and God.
对，所以那个平安呢，就进到这个人的深处里面，他的良心就本来有疙瘩，后来就运得平平的。
And then that peace will enter into this person, and the conscience will be at peace, and there will be no barrier between him and God.
所以感谢主，刚才我们唱的那个“昨日今日直到永远不改变”的那首诗歌。
And so a while ago we sang that yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus never changes.
在2000年前，那个女人怎么在主面前为罪忧伤？
2000 years ago, how that woman grieved for her own sin.
然后主如何赦免她？
And how the Lord forgave her.
主如何告诉她说，你可以平平安安的去吧？
How the Lord said, go in peace.
今天我们向主的认罪呢，要得着一模一样相同的平安。
Today our confessing of sin should gain the same thing, the same peace in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我希望在这个基础经历的种子底下，发那个就是扩张的之后。
May this experience of this basic seed and its growth in us.
我们慢慢的学了一些功课，比如说，我就不再受仇敌的控告。
Then we learn how not to be accused by the enemy.
然后你开始懂得什么叫做里面真正的平安了。
And then we really know what is the inner peace.
然后当我们交通到让基督的平安在我们身上做主的时候，你懂得什么叫做平安。
And then when we share about may the peace of the Lord be in you, be Lord in you, then you understand what that means.
对，不是我们头脑想象出来的，不是我们自己安慰自己制造出来的平安，不是的。
It is not something that you thought of or you create to feel good for yourself.
这是我们生命里面那个深处的平安，是世界上没有办法给我们的平安的。
That peace that comes to us is something that the world cannot give us.
弟兄姊妹，这个是几乎是基督徒一开始信主的时候应该要有的一个基本的主观经历。
This is a subjective experience that a Christian should have once he gets saved.
对，为什么？因为我们信主的时候就承认我是个罪人，我罪蒙赦免，我得救了嘛。
Because when you believe, you confess that you're a sinner and your sin gets forgiven, and then you're saved. You experience this at that time.
好，不管如何，我就盼望给弟兄姊妹一个印象，我们需要有罪蒙赦免、得平安的经历。
No matter what, we need to have this experience of our sins being forgiven and the peace of God inhabiting in our inner being.
第二个就是我们开始有那个感觉哈，我们神是我们的父亲啊。
The second is we have to sense that God is our Father.
罗马书第八章。
Romans 8.
罗马书第八章十四到十六节。
It's 14 to 16.
因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，人就害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心。因此我们呼叫阿巴父，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
所以目前啊，其实弟兄姊妹，我讲的都有点像是我们里面的一个光景。
Well, I have been mentioning these things that are in our inner condition.
对，就是在我们这个得重生的生命之后呢，你自然有一个生命的反应，知道我跟神呢有一个生命的连结的关系。
Once we're born again, we have this sense of the connectedness of life to God.
我非常喜欢，我可能讲过啊，就我非常喜欢一个我们早年信主的一对夫妇的。
There's I have an example of a couple who believe in the Lord in the early years.
那很多年前了，当时我们也都认识他我知道年长弟兄们也传福音给他们。
We know them and elder brother preached the gospel to them.
有一次，他们信主那天，我忘了是周五还是周六了。
I don't quite remember whether it's Friday or Saturday when they believe in the Lord.
然后他们夫妇就同时后就愿意信主了。
So this couple were willing to believe in the Lord the same day.
然后后来周日的时候呢，主日他们来聚会。
So Sunday they came to the meeting.
我忘了不知道是哪个弟兄，假设是 Andrew 哈，就问这个刚信主的丈夫一个问题。
I don't remember who exactly, but let's say Andrew asked the husband.
他问的问题是说，哎，你觉得现在神是你的什么样的人呢？就是神是，就对你来讲，神是怎么样的一位 是怎么样的。
So the question that was asked to him is like, so how do you regard God now?
对，然后因为很奇妙，那个弟兄就突然冒出了一句，他是我的阿爸父。
And then the brother said, he's my Abba father.
他们才信主一两天。
They just believed the Lord, you know, one or two days.
但是在他的心里面呢，就感觉神是他的父亲了。
And yet in his heart, he already sensed that God is his father.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们每个人信主啊，都是浪子回到家里面。
All of us are prodigal sons who come back to the father.
你会发现那个父亲呢是何等的欢喜乐意把我们接到他的家中。
We see how God the Father welcomed us back to his home.
所以是孙弟兄这次讲了是不是，他说有个弟兄祷告，他祷告突然讲了一句爸爸。
And this time brother son shared that a brother in his prayer just call out 爸爸。
对，有时候我们祷告就说主啊，然后或是我们天上的父啊，就我们的神啊，通常我们是这样子讲。
Many times in our prayer we say, Heavenly Father, our God, but you know.
对，但突然那天呢，有个弟兄祷告就说爸爸这样子，讲的比较口语化。
But this brother said it in kind of an endearing way, you know, like dad.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们跟神这个恢复一个父与儿女的一个亲近的关系。
So this the relationship of a father and son has been restored.
你就开始跟我们的神呢有一个那个连接，你愿意跟他有亲近的交通了。
We want to have a close relationship with our God.
对，以前神好像跟我们很遥远。
Before God seems to be so far away.
那现在是我们亲爱的父亲啊。
But now it's different. He's close. He's our father.
对，我们跟亲爱的父亲有一个直接的倾心吐意，然后跟他有一个很亲近直接的交流，这些都是变得很自然很正常的事。
It becomes very natural to for us to tell him everything that's in our heart as a father.
对，所以你发现从这个点开始往外发表出去之后呢。
And from this point, if we extend it outwards,
我们就开始学会什么叫做祷告。
Then we realize, you know, this is knowing how to pray.
对，什么叫做听主的声音。
This involves what it means to listen to His voice.
然后越过，我们发现我们跟主的连，跟神的连结，跟父亲的连结是那么的紧密，我们可以经历与神的合一。
And then we get closer and closer to him until we reach like the oneness with him.
对，我忘了是哪个弟兄讲，他说有的时候我们的祷告哈，就讲到主啊，或是我们的天父，听起来像叫干爸。
A brother shared that the way we pray, sometimes the way we say our Heavenly Father or our God or Lord, it feels like as if we're calling our.Like father-in-law, like or God, Godfather.
干爸就是
Godfather.
好好好。
Yeah.
你们知道的，很干的爸是。所以所以第二点哈，你会开始就是你觉得我们的神就是我们的父。
But our God is our Father.
然后我们的主。有一个形容词叫做是我们至近的亲属，是非常的近的。
And our Lord is our closest redeemer.
然后第三个点是我们开始有一个爱慕真理的心。
And the third is the love for truth, which is the word of God.
我们看一下彼得前书第二章。
Go back to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章二跟三节。
2 and 3.
就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶。像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。还有第四，你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。彼得前书第二章二跟三节。
Chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted the Lord is gracious.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道说，如果有这个真的婴孩的话，他一定是非常爱慕要喝奶。
A baby would really, of course, love milk.
这是一个生命非常自然的一个反应。
This is a natural reaction of life.
因为如果有生命的话，他就必须一定会有胃口。
A life would have appetite.
所以信主前后跟信主后对神圣经的这个胃口会非常的不同的。
So before you believe and after you believe, your appetite for the word of God will be different.
所以这一点我可能以前也见证过好多次了。
And I have also testified of this many times in the past.
就是说我信主之后，我总感觉一个我记得很清楚的一个比较明显的改变呢，是我对圣经的感觉。
One of the biggest changes that I experienced after believing is, you know, my attitude towards the Bible.
对，以前还是福音朋友的时候呢，其实我也很不认真。虽然那时候 Andrew 送了我一本圣经，但我从来没有去读。
When I was a gospel friend, even though Andrew gave me a Bible, I never really go and read it.
可是当我信主之后呢，我去把圣经打开去读它。
And yet, after I believe, I open the Bible and start reading it.
我那时候真的什么都不懂。
Even though I don't really understand.
我就是知道说，我就是有个好像有个感觉，有个心愿说，我现在信主了，我应该要读圣经。
I just have a sense that now I'm a believer. I want to read the Bible.
我完全没有任何所谓的真理的太多的背景，没有的。
I don't really have a lot of background on the truth.
但是很奇妙，当我去读它的时候，我生命里面自然有一个反应。
And yet when I started reading, that life has a reaction.
我真的觉得我里面我在吃一些东西。
I started feeling like I'm really eating something.
我觉得我现在读的东西呢，跟我人生过去所读的一切东西都完全不同。
Because what I'm reading now is totally different from anything that I've read before.
对，我读过许多报章、杂志、小说、教科书，各式各样的这个阅读的东西，我怎么觉得跟以前这些所有东西都不同，完全不同。
I've read a lot of things, textbooks, stories, news, all of that, but they're totally different from this, the Word of God that I'm reading now.
对，虽然我没有读得很懂。但是我总觉得在我读的时候，我里面开始有一个饱足的感觉。
And even though I don't have all the understanding, but I feel a sense of fullness, like satisfaction from reading.
所以弟兄姊妹，那个没有重生的人，他没有办法明白为什么基督徒那么喜欢要天天读圣经。
So a person who's not born again cannot understand why Christian want to read the Bible every day.
你一直读圣经。
You keep on reading the Bible.
一辈子难道就读这一本圣经吗？
How can you just stick to that one book your whole life?
不会懂的。
You can't understand that.
但是我们真的吃到主的供应的话，我们知道是怎么一回事。
But for us who have been supplied by the Lord, we know what it's all about.
但这件事情哈，你也不能够从表面现象完全去看它。
And yet, again, we cannot just judge it by looking at the outward.
对，比如说有的人天天读圣经。
Because some people might be reading the Bible every day.
是不是能够保证他一定是一个重生得救的人呢？不一定。
Can you really, make sure that this person is born again?
除非这个人在读的时候开始或多或少有那个生命的反应跟感觉，那个才算。
Only if this person has this feeling and sense of life while reading the word.
当这一点像一个种子开始一直在成长之后。
So when this point is like a seed and it started to grow.
你发现这个基督徒呢就开始能够吃干粮了。
Then this Christian will start to be able to eat solid food.
我就发现说，哎，我读一些比较深比较可能比较困难的圣经，或是一些比较深奥的属灵书籍，哎，发现还是可以读得津津有味，能够吸收的。
And this Christian will start to be able to digest some of the more difficult spiritual book or the difficult passages, he can accept and understand.
也如果我们不操练这一点的话，我们永远都像婴孩一样，只能够吃奶。
But if we don't exercise on this one basic point, we will never grow, and we can never take solid food.
当我们越多越能够得着主那个生命活泼的话语之后。
If we can take in the living word of God,
你发现这个人慢慢就可以成为一个供应话语的人了。
Then gradually this person can also supply the word to other people.
那个生命的那个种子开始它茁壮成长能够结果。
Because that seed is growing and it can bear fruit.
第四个点哈，就是开始不喜欢犯罪，然后对于这个犯罪的事情里面会开始有挣扎。
And the fourth is beginning to dislike sin and have struggle with sin.
罗马书第七章。
And go to Romans 7.
看好。罗马书第七章的22到24。
From 22 to 24。
因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
对不起，我因为时间的关系，我就简单提一下了。我希望弟兄姊妹，我们都开始经历信主之后里面。那个跟罪的战斗。
Because of time, I'm just going to mention this quickly that all of us really can experience the struggle with sin.
对，有些事情明明就是里面开始感觉这个不对，但是我又喜欢有我以前又有这个习惯，喜欢这样子去做，你就开始有挣扎。
So we know this is sinful.And yet we have this habit of doing it. And so we start having that struggle of not wanting to do it.
对，我昨天才跟弟兄姊妹提到一个小小的事情。
Yesterday I should mention to brothers and sisters a small thing.
对，就简单的小例子哈，就是好些年前有一天是我生日。
It's a small example of years ago it was my birthday.
然后我在那时候在公司上班。
So I was at work.
我想说啊，今天是我生日，喝杯可乐来庆祝一下。
Okay, it's my birthday. I'm gonna drink Coke to celebrate.
平常舍不得去喝嘛。
Because normally, I don't want to spend the money for that.
对，所以就弄了个一块钱还是多少钱，就去买那个 vending machine 的可乐。
And so I think it was like $1 to buy the vending machine Coke.
掉了两罐。
And then we came out.
哦，这挺好的，这庆祝我生日。对，当我回去之后，因为这个真的钱真的非常的非常的小，我就想说那就多喝一罐也挺好的。
Well, I mean, this is a small amount of money. It's good to have another one.
对，里面但是里面就觉得不太好。
But then inside of me, there was this not right.
对，通常 vending machine 有一些的那个小信封。
There's like a small envelope, you know, beside the vending machine.
对，当这个机器把人的钱吃掉的时候呢，你要 complain 说我多少钱被吃掉了，放在小信封里。
If you put money in and didn't get what you want, you can complain and put it in that little envelope.
对。那天他们可能第一次看到有人把钱放在那个信封里面。
Probably that day was the first time they saw somebody put money back into those little envelopes.
因为我可乐退不回去，我只好就多给他点钱。
Because I can't return the coke, so I can only give them the money.
有点小小挣扎。
There was a small struggle within me.
这个小钱嘛，人家可能根本就不 care.
It's such a small amount. Probably the seller doesn't care.
但没办法，我需要把钱还了之后呢，我心里才能够平安的。
But it's only when I put back the money that I get the peace inside.
Okay, 第五点，我们会希望人信主。
The fifth is we want others to believe in the Lord.
那也开始有一些愿意的心呢。想要告诉人我怎么信主的。
And we have this willingness to tell other people how I believe in the Lord.
当那个撒玛利亚的妇人当一认识主耶稣是弥赛亚的时候
，When the Samaritan woman realized and know the Lord as the Messiah.
她这个受人轻视的一个妇女
，Even though she was looked down upon by other people.
连打水都不想见到太多人的这一位妇女。
You know how she even hid from others. You know when she wants to fetch water.
她跑到城里面，面对许多的人，告诉他们说：“我遇见弥赛亚。”
And yet she went into the city and meet all those people and tell them how she had met the Messiah.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个生命的一个反应。
This is a reaction of the life within.
我们觉得我就是当我们。信主真的重生的时候呢，你照理讲应该你会想到一些的人，你觉得他们应该要信主，也希望他们信主。
If you're born again, you will want and you will think of this number of people that you want them to also believe in the Lord.
对我其实信主没有很久，我就很快就想到我的父母亲。
So long after I was saved, I immediately thought about my parents.
慧萍不在，我当时还有个女朋友，所以想到你。
I thought about my girlfriend at that time.
对，过去的事情了。
These are all in the past.
然后他今天看小孩不在了。然后我信主不久之后呢，我真的是天天为他们祷告，天天祷告。
And I prayed for them daily.
真的还有负担的。
And I was so burdened for them.
我睡觉前我就一定为他们祷告。
Before I go to bed, I pray for them.
我不晓得为什么。
I don't know why.
就是觉得他们要信主。
I just felt they have to believe in the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的这个度量很有限，我不敢说要为万人一信主就为万人祷告，不太可能。
I know we are so limited. It seems so impossible for us to pray for all the thousands of people.
但是如果我们真的重生信主的话，你会想到我最亲近、最关切的人。
And yet, if you are born again, you will definitely think of those who are closest to you.
你如果信主的时候是真的相信说我如果不信耶稣的话，我以后进到永远的审判里面。如果你真的信这个的话。
If you really believe that, unless you believe in the Lord, you will enter into eternal judgment.
照理讲，我们不可能眼睁睁的要看着我们最关切的人也进到永远的审判。
It is not possible for you to feel okay that people who are close to you will enter into that eternal judgment.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个，照理讲，这实在是一个种子。
So indeed, this is a seed.
对，也许随着时间的过去，有时候传福音。人家不听，你可能这个负担会慢慢的淡下来。
Maybe through times when people reject the gospel, when you preach to them, this burden becomes lighter and lighter.
对，如果淡下来的话，我希望今天这成为一个我们的提醒。
If it became it's light in you, may today's sharing be a reminder.
因为严格来讲，这个实在是我们生命的经历。一个非常基本的一个经历。
Because this is a very basic experience of life.
当我们越能够有这样一个负担，越能够向人做见证。
The more we have of this burden, the more we can testify to others.
你发现我们就可以为主成为一个做常常做真实见证的人了。
Then we can be one who can really give a real testimony for the Lord.
好。最后一点，第六个，
the sixth,
我就开始感觉弟兄姊妹是我的家人。
I start to sense that brothers and sisters are my family members.
但请特别注意哈，我们这个不是一种社交的朋友圈。
But be reminded that this is not a social circle.
对，有的人他口里承认了，愿意相信主。
Some people they confess with their mouth and believe in the Lord.
哎，他就觉得哎，今天我就可以多交一些朋友了。
Then they start thinking, oh, now I can make more friends.
我讲的不是这种。
This is not what I'm talking about.
我讲的是这种生命里面真的知道，也里面就感觉到我们除了跟主之外有生命的联系，我跟弟兄姊妹也有生命的关系。
What I'm talking about is this sense of relatedness of life with the Lord, with the Father, and also with brothers and sisters.
我记得我信主承认。主耶稣接受主耶稣成为我救主的那天，那天是在一个这个福音查经里面。
I remember that day when I accepted the Lord. It was in a gospel Bible study.
然后聚会结束的时候，竟然弟兄姊妹们排成一排跟我握手。
Brothers and sisters lined up to shake my hand.
我们今天不做这种事情好了。
Today we don't do this.
不过那天我还是印象很深的。
That day, it left a deep impression on me.
对，我从福音组出来，他们有一些是造就组嘛。那大家结束之后，哇，弟兄姊妹排成一排，然后我就一个一个握手。
I left the room and brothers and sisters from the believers group, you know, line up and shake my hand.
对，这个叫弟兄姊妹。
And this is brothers and sisters.
然后我那年1994年5月1号礼拜天第一次去正式去主日擘饼聚会。
And May 1st, 1994, that was the first time I went to the Lord's table.
不晓得为什么那天我一进去呢，我看到第一排有空位，我去坐第一排了。
I don't know why I saw there was an empty seat in the first row, so that's where I went.
然后我就觉得我很愿意来聚会。
And then I sense I'm so willing and pleased to be here.
然后我就觉得奇怪，为什么第一段擘饼的时间一个小时一下子就过去了呢？
And it was so surprising to me that 1 hour just went by so fast.
然后听着弟兄，我一开始我也不会祷告，也没有祷告。
You know, I don't know how to pray and I didn't pray.
然后就听着弟兄姊妹祷告，我们一起唱诗歌。
By just listen to brothers and sisters praying and sing together.
然后看看表，哎呦，一个小时了。
And I realized an hour has passed by.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是我们跟在我们被带到神的家里面。
When we're brought into the household of God.
我们每个人都有优点，都有缺点。
All of us have good points and bad points.
但是我是用一个幽默的话。
But let me say something humorous.
算你倒霉，你信主之后，你跟我成为弟兄姊妹，你就跑不掉。
But no matter what kind of person I am, after you believe, you cannot really run from me.
所以不管我们的情况正面、负面，但我们永远都是弟兄姊妹。
However we are, we're always brothers and sisters.
好，我想我只能够讲到这边，但是我愿意说。当我们在神的家里面越多好像进入这个生命的光景里生命的关系里
the more we enter into this relationship of life here
你好像在神的这个弟兄姊妹当中找到了自己的家因为这是神的家
if you find your home here because this is the home of God
也许慢慢的呢我们会心中有一个盼望我们会盼望那个天上更美的家乡。
Then we will long for that home that's in heaven.
我们也似乎慢慢能够进入明白什么叫做基督的身体。
And then we can enter in and understand in a deeper way what is the body of Christ.
好，我想弟兄姊妹，我们要看重重生的这件事情。
We really have to put importance.
如果我们
born again.
持续的来聚会，持续的在读圣经。
If we continue to come to meeting, continue to read the Bible.
但是到了有一天见主的时候，发现我根本没有重生。
And then one day when we meet the Lord, we discover we're not born again.
这是一个严肃的问题。
This is a very serious problem.
所以我盼望说借着这些的复习
through all these reviews,
回到这些最基本的生命的经历里面
and going back to the basic experiences of life,
提醒我们需要跟主有这些生命的经历要真的
that we will have this real experience of life with the Lord.
如果连这些都失去的话
if we lost this,
或是几乎很都没有过
or we never even have it.
要不然就是我们可能还没有重生
maybe we're not yet born again.
要不然的话就是我们已经失去了起初的爱
otherwise maybe we have lost that first love.
我们连这些最基础的东西呢都已经失落了
because we have also lost all these basic things.
但愿主从一个最根基的情形里面帮我们恢复过来
so may the Lord recover usFrom this basic, from starting from this basic thing.
我们结束祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，因为你实在是出了重价，要把你的生命赏给我们。
Lord, you really paid a great price so that you can give us your life.
但愿主啊，没有一个在这里是被漏掉的。
We don't want anybody to miss out.
主啊，让我们在重生这件事情上面是有在你那边。有一个真实的确据。
Lord, may we have this real assurance of that we are born again.
但因着这些负担，我们能够把生命的恩典也能够传递给这些福音朋友们。
And may this burden that we have this great grace that we can share with gospel friends.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.